Now, Keith Atchison, he is with me. He's the conductor of a choir that you're going to hear about. He's also the director of the Crescent Arts Centre, where the choir is based. And Christine Hamill is with me in the studio as well. Christine and Keith, good morning.
Good morning.
Keith, you're at an interesting point here in relation to a bit of crowdfunding. There'll be people who won't even know what crowdfunding is. What are you planning to do with this choir? And tell me about the crowdfunding, tell me about the choir.
That's right, Frank. It's actually the first time we've embarked on such a project. Crowdfunding is, I suppose, a relatively new way of increasing funds or raising funds for specific projects. And this one in particular is linked to our Sing for Life choir. Sing for Life is it's a choir for cancer sufferers and people bereaved through cancer. And it's a joint project between the Crescent Arts Centre and Cancer Focus Northern Ireland. And what we're aiming to do is to raise £16,000 to bring the choir over to Wales to meet the choir that was the inspiration for its formation, entitled Sing With Us.
And when exactly is the visit to Wales?
We're hoping that it's going to take place at the end of June, the last weekend in June.
And the choir itself, where are we in relation to developing the choir? How good are they? I think I have the sound of them coming up very shortly. Will you tell me about them first of all?
Well, obviously the choir, I've got a choir member right beside me, so they're absolutely fantastic. It's been, we set up the choir in September 2012, and we started off with about 30 members, and we now have a membership of almost 100, and who meet weekly for 1.5 hour rehearsals opposite the Crescent Arts Centre in the Moravian Church.
And does everyone have to have coped with cancer to be in the choir?
Well, it's predominantly for people who have suffered from cancer or who are going through treatment, and also for those who have been bereaved. So it's also a social, there's a social element to the choir where we meet for tea and coffee for the first half hour and people can talk about any issues or not. And then from about 6:30 to 8 o'clock, we then get stuck into the music.
Christine, you're nodding your head positively. You, of course, have written a book already. You've been featured in the media in the past about your battle with breast cancer. You're part of the choir.
Yes.
First of all, we'll speak about the choir, because I also want to talk to you about the book. How beneficial has the choir been to you in relation to your developing, getting back to a state of well-being?
I think that's important, that idea of getting back, because cancer stays with you for a long time. It doesn't go away when your treatment's over. And the choir gives people like me who've had cancer, or people who are going through treatment, or people caring for people with cancer or the bereaved, somewhere to go and be with people who understand what you're going through and Keith was saying, about you can come and talk about it or not. Somehow we don't need to necessarily explicitly talk about it. It's people understanding and knowing what you're, going through. And there's that half an hour beforehand. But really the thing is the singing, because, well, like sure, everybody knows singing's good for your soul, but we reckon it's good for your health as well, because I don't think anything really is as life-affirming as singing. So, and choral singing, like we're all singing together. And when you're singing and you're trying to do what Keith is telling you and keep in tune and keep in time, and everything else falls away, all your worries, everything. And just for that moment, you're just singing. And there's no worries and there's no stress. And that's quite a gift that Cancer Focus and the Crescent Arts Centre have given us, free of charge, because it's charitable, and they are doing us such a favour, really. And we go there and we express ourselves through that music, and hopefully we're getting better.
How good a singer were you before you started? Were you someone who would have been in choirs?
I hadn't been in a choir since I was at school. I confess to singing around the house all the time, to the annoyance of my son, who sometimes says, "Turn it down a notch." But everybody wants to sing, even the tone deaf to sing. Everybody loves music. Everybody gets something out of singing. Not everybody gets something out of reading or art or all of the rest, but everybody, I think, enjoys music, even if they're not terribly good at it.
Do I sense, I don't know your background, do I sense just a little hint of Derry in your accent?
A little hint of Tyrone.
Tyrone. Because there's a lovely country lilt to your accent, and sometimes that adds to a great singing voice.
I'm sure it does. I'm sure it does, Keith.
Absolutely.
Keith's from
Absolutely.
Fermanagh, aren't you?
I'm originally from Fermanagh.
Are there any city people in this choir at all?
Musical country people.
We have a broad base. Yeah, it's the physicality of singing as well. It's that, there have been various studies that have shown the actual benefits, not even in terms of confidence, but actually physically. It releases anxiety, and there's a release of endorphins that counteract pain. So it's beneficial in so many ways.
Well, I'm going to talk in a moment about how people can help, because, you know, it's a darn good initiative that people may like to support. But Christine, the writing of the book, remind us about that, because it couldn't have been easy to sit down and write a book that a lot of people have now read.
I wrote my book when I was having treatment. So I was literally coming home from the hospital, climbing into bed with a laptop and falling asleep and waking up and writing and desperately expressing myself through it and trying to find my way through cancer, because, you know, everybody's heard of cancer, everybody knows about cancer, but you don't really until you're in it. And it's just like an alien planet, and you have to try and make sense of it. So the book is an A to Z of all the things that you go through and the emotions that you feel, and there's information in the book as well, but it's about information, but it's really how you process the information and how you cope with the different things that cancer throws at you. And so that's how and why and sorry and when I wrote the book. I didn't really know I was writing a book when I did it. You know, I didn't know that I would go off and get it published. So so that's been brilliant for me, and the choir, the two things together.
It's referred to as B is for Breast Cancer, From Anxiety to Recovery and Everything in Between, A Beginner's Guide. It almost, there's a wee bit of tongue-in-cheek in there.
I know,
there?
The Beginner's Guide. Nobody wants to go any further than being a beginner, let's face it. So that was thinking of, because there's so much in it, and I really had not got a clue. I desperately wanted to find out information on it, and it literally goes through everything: anger, anxiety, breast reconstruction, crying, which there was a lot of crying, and anger, and the different treatments that you can get, and talks about the consultants and the prosthesis, everything that you go through, and the lack of sleep and the fatigue and the worrying and all of those things. And everybody said to me, oh, that's just what I felt like. Oh, I felt the same as that. And I thought, I know we do, but people weren't saying it. And I kind of thought, well, we need actually to say this. And then Cancer Focus, Liz Atkinson in particular at Cancer Focus, who's also a member of the choir and she supports the choir, she was very, very supportive of the book. And when she read it and liked it, I kind of thought, right, this is a good idea. And I'm a real worrier. And I kind of thought, well, if this book helps me, you know, stop worrying, hopefully it'll help other people from worrying too. Because as I say in the book, once you've got cancer, you're a worrier, because it's not possible not to worry then thereafter. And it doesn't, I don't want to be negative, it doesn't really necessarily leave you. So something like the choir, something like ongoing like that to get the support that you need is really fantastic.
You need lots of really positive time fillers, I would imagine.
You do, because you know, you can get down. There's no question about it. You could get down if you thought about it all the time. But the book is actually quite funny, because, you know, life doesn't stop being funny just because you have cancer. People still do silly things, and you're oneself included.
I mean, so you've got an impish look, if you don't mind me saying. A very glamorous impish look.
There's a lot. There's a good job. This is radio.
No, but I can almost see you absolutely agreeing with me, Keith. You know,
there is a lot of humour in the book, yeah, you know.
But is there a possibility that Christine's sort of the imp of the choir? Is that possible, or are there madder ones?
You're going to get me in trouble, Frank. There are a lot of troublemakers in the choir. I try to keep them on their toes whenever they're singing, but they certainly keep me on my toes too.
So how do we support this choir? Because that's part of it. How can people help to get the choir to this major event in Wales? Because yes, it is a big undertaking.
It is a big undertaking. We have to raise £16,000, and we're doing it through the website Indiegogo. That's the crowdfunding platform. So you simply click onto Indiegogo.com, search for Sing for Life, Sing for Life on Tour, and you'll see a lovely video of the choir performing, and then just the little perks that we've offered for people who donate, say £5, you get a badge. You donate £10, you get a postcard from the choir in Wales. £15, £50, £250, and it goes up and up and up. We're also working trying to get some corporate help as well, because obviously £16,000 is quite a total. But we're 10% of the way there, and we're very positive, and we're going to make it.
Let me just hear a little from one of your websites, this choir that you're talking about.
Thank you. Sing for Life Choir, a vibrant and lively community choir for those who have been affected by cancer.
Our choir was developed through a partnership between the Crescent Arts Centre and Cancer Focus Northern Ireland in 2012.
Many of us have had treatment or are currently undergoing treatment, so it's great to be able to come back and sing with people who really understand what you're going through and the impact it has on people around you.
The initial idea for our choir came from Tenefus, a Welsh cancer charity. They launched a similar project called Sing With Us to run choirs across Wales for patients, survivors, their families and people bereaved through cancer.
Our aim is to travel to Wales to meet the people that inspired the setting up of this choir. We are really looking forward to the possibility of finally meeting and singing together.
The likelihood of you or someone close to you being affected by cancer is increasing all the time. Our choir plays a part in the recovery and support process for our members. Please donate what you can to help us fulfil our dream of joining the Sing With Us choir in Wales. Thank you.
It really is a lovely sound. There's no question about it. And the message clearly comes across there as well. One final time, Keith, just give us that website address.
Yes, it's indiegogo.com and search for Sing for Life on tour.
Lovely stuff. Listen, every success with it. Great project. And thanks for calling by.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for coming in. It's 24 minutes past 11.